Now, I'm reading verses 3 and 4. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat. He shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are the holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, so put them on. And I think the unique and significant feature right here that took place on the Great Day of Atonement was that the high priest alone performed the ritual. He had no assistance whatsoever. All was his work, from the menial tasks to the high priestly offices. All the other priests retired from the tabernacle, and he alone entered, for the work of atonement was his, by the way. And we have here in verse 17, let me read that. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he, that is the high priest, goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out, and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. That's very important, you see, here. Christ was alone, friends, with the sins of the world. The 22nd Psalm opens with his plaintive and desperate cry of our Lord on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me from the words of my roaring? Christ was forsaken of God and man when he was made sin for us. Nevertheless, he and the Father were in fellowship regarding the plan of salvation, so that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And he could say, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. I'm not alone, because the Father's with me. And I say this is a great mystery. But here the high priest laid aside his garments of glory and beauty. He washed himself, put on the linen garments only. He must be pure. And there's so much here that we'd like to go into detail, and we'll go into as much as we possibly can. The great high priest acted alone on the great day of atonement. All the other priests withdrew. And then we noted that he not only acted alone, but he took off his garments of glory and beauty and dressed like any other priest on that day. And we find out what the high priest did then, and who he was is a picture of what the Lord Jesus has done for us. And our great high priest, we are told that he was God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath brought him out in the open, where man can see him, so that our Lord laid aside not his deity, but his glory, and came down to this earth and became a man. And that's what Philippians 2 tells us, that though he existed in the form of God, that he came down and he made himself of no reputation. That's the story. And the Lord Jesus came from heaven's glory to this earth. And that is mirrored in this here. Now, when we come to verse 5, we read, and he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering, and Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. Now, may I say that that finds no parallel or any correspondence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He actually had to make no offering for himself. When he was born, you remember, 8 days circumcised, then 33 days later, or 40 days after he was born, why he was taken into the temple. And an offering of turtle doves were made. But you recall that offering was made for his mother to remind her she's a sinner, you see. Now, what we have here is the fact that he never made an offering for himself, as far as the record is concerned. And when we say that Aaron only entered, or the high priest only entered into the Holy of Holies once a year and only one time, that is not quite accurate. Actually, on the great Day of Atonement, he went in twice. He went in first for himself, and then he went in for the rest of the nation Israel. Now we are told here, beginning at verse 7, we have the preparation of the place. And you'll notice here, after he's prepared, the great high priest, and our Lord left heaven's glory, came down to this earth, became a man, grew to 33 years of age, and then he offered himself upon the cross for the sins of the world.